Hey, good morning. Live from our KGGF Historic Studios on this Wednesday, I'm Sam Speck. Joined in studio as well by a couple of K-State Extension agents. It is Jacob Gartner, and we've got a new one, a new face in the studio, Wendy Powell. Wendy, welcome in.
Thank you.
As Jacob, good morning to you as well as it is the K-State Extension agents hours here at 7:40 and 8:10 when we go over and speak a little bit on behalf of this. But yes, we do have some new faces in, just a new face into the KGGF studios here. Wendy Powell, tell us a little bit about yourself. You had mentioned as well you're from Montgomery County.
I am. Thank you. Yeah, I grew up in Montgomery County, went to school in Caney, and now I am the livestock production agent for K-State Research and Extension in the Wildcat District. So I'm really happy to be here.
How about that? We got a bullpup. Bullpup in the studio. I know a lot of Caney listeners and just in general just happy to have a Montgomery County associate really working back here in this area with the Extension agent. So you went to Caney Valley. Where'd you go for? Well, obviously you went up to K-State, I would imagine there.
I did not.
Where'd you go then?
So I went to a year at Coffeyville Community College, and then I went to Texas A&M University Commerce.
Gotcha.
For a while, got my bachelor's in animal science, my master's in ag science, and then I worked for Oklahoma Extension for 7 years before coming back to God's country.
Something that Jacob was saying too, it wasn't like you're just kind of stepping into something new. You've been doing the extensions down in Oklahoma for a substantial amount of time. I mean, six, seven years, like you had you had said. You were doing the same kind of thing down there as well, the same?
3.5 years I served as a 4-H educator, and then for 4 years I was an ag agent, so I did everything under the ag umbrella, so I'm really happy to specialize here.
Yeah, yeah, and that was, like you had mentioned before as well, Keith Martin, who was very long time doing that, probably the only one that I knew doing that during my year here for sure, but, you know, it's good to, again, have somebody that's from the area, around the area, that knows it and can work well in it. So, Wendy, we're glad to have you a part of the team, and good to have you in here as well as Jacob. I know you expect greatness out of everybody, and you know, bringing somebody 7 years into it, I'm sure you're pretty comfortable with Wendy taking over.
I don't claim any responsibility for bringing her here. She just showed up the front door.
There you go.
Actually, they put her to work right away. She was a speaker at the mud. Dirty talking.
That's what I was going to say. Was that when they were doing some dirty talking?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that is that's classic. So, Wendy, tell us a little bit about what you have been doing and what you plan on doing for the next couple of months or so.
So I've done some training. I've been on the job for a week and a half now.
Man,
so
they really did set you in the fire then. You talking on the radio. My goodness.
Yes. So. I did some training in Manhattan. I did a short presentation for Dirt Days on Monday. And today, after I get done here, I'm going to work with some local vets on organizing an Animal Health Day. So that is going to be on the horizon coming up.
Cool. Excited to hear about that as well as many of the other great items that you guys have. I didn't know if those are some courses or some classes that you guys have got coming up within the next week or two, something like that right now. But anything up for our listeners for the month of March?
For the month of March, no.
Looks like we're skipping it.
It looks like April 1st is
first one that I saw March 28th right there, and I was just like, I was going with it, but that looks like the RSVP date. So
yes.
April the 1st, we'll start with that. What's going on there?
The RSVP date for this is March 28th, but this is a Stockman's, Kansas Elite Stockman's Series. Steak lunch is going to be served at the Hepler Community Building. And this is a stocker producer program on herd health, parasite management, and industry trends. So that should be a really good meeting. And it looks like there's a K2 cooler available for early registrants. So again, that deadline is March 28th, and the program is April 1st at 11 a.m.
Cool. Yeah, and obviously RSVPs are due by a certain time. Is there an email, a website, or a phone number that they need to get in contact with?
The phone number on this flyer is 620-724-2639.
Very cool. Yeah, and obviously early registration, there's some incentive involved as well. That looks like a pretty nice cooler right there.
It is a really nice cooler, valued at $300.
Holy cow. That must be insulated. And
I think that's a...
Is it one of those
fancy ones?
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the fancy ones that keeps your ice, you know, frozen for the entirety of the day or something like that.
Something
but it's huge.
Like that.
That's very cool. So, Nate, always appreciate all the classes that K-State puts on. So there's one for the first. What's the Youth Wildlife Program?
So this Youth Wildlife Program is something that Jerry Jaron has been working on. So it's been a program going on since February. There's 3 sessions left. April 10th, there's a wildlife habitat program with Rob Riggin. And then April 24th, birds with Chuck Ott. And then May 2nd, they're going to do a contest in Manhattan, the wildlife habitat contest in Manhattan. So if you're interested in that, Jerry Jaron is the person to contact there, 620-331-2690.
Yeah, Jerry does a great job with that. Have you heard anything from the past? Because obviously those classes have been going on for a little bit while now. Has Jerry given you an update on how they've been going or anything?
I was involved with the last one. I gave the presentation on insects, a part of it, with Katie Rowland. Townsend, sorry about that, Katie.
She's married now, isn't she?
Married now, so I have to switch. And I have to tell you, she even forgot her last name after she got married. I mean, her new last name.
Jacob won't forget it, though.
I won't forget. Let her forget it anyway.
There you go.
So,
well, great. Well, I mean, how's it been going? Is it pretty good, show up for those events and things like
just
that?
Just a nice little group. It's a group of youngsters, and they meet, have been meeting at the Arboretum over in Parsons, very nice meeting place. And so it continues. Some of them weren't there because they had other activities involving their time. So they were able to keep the recording anyway and view that afterwards. So it's a good program. Jerry does a good job with the wildlife. She even, of course, you know, she does the various activities with coyotes and things like that. So, I guess that I can't say much more. I'm looking forward to having Chuck Ottie down here for the birds because he's one of the state specialists in birds, and of course he's the Gary County agent, and we're very proud of him. Yeah. So that would be a great one to attend for the youngsters. Okay, back to you, Wendy. You got a farm pond management.
Yeah, coming up on May 16th, there's a farm pond management program. It begins that evening at 5:45 with registration. The deadline for RSVPing for that meeting is May 13th, and it is free. Just call Chris Petty or Jerry Jaron. So the phone number for that is going to be 620-724-8233. That's a farm pond management meeting talking about stocking. Connor, you're going to have to help me with that name, Jacob. Osawaski? Yeah. Connor Osawaski, perhaps?
I have no idea.
A fisheries biologist.
That sounds Italian, doesn't it?
Last names are not my go-to, believe me. I'll tell you what.
They're going to have a sponsored meal, and then they're also going to talk about aquatic weed control. Charlie Lee from KSU is going to come down and talk about that.
Great, great. And again, all of these courses, you can listen back, get all this information back on our website. And, of course, your guys' website, I'm sure, is just littered with all the information for these courses.
That's
as well.
Right. So.
Well, great. We're about 5 minutes from the top of the hour here. Again, you can listen back to this interview at kggfradio.com if any of those courses interest you here. As again, Wendy, welcome in. Always glad to have you. Thanks for taking us through there. But Jacob, it's warming up, my man. It really is. Is it time to start planting a little bit more lettuce? I know you had lettuce, radishes in.
My lettuce is up already. I planted lettuce on March 2nd. Got it in. And also radishes the next day. And I should have my onions planted, but weather got in the way, called rain and mud, and the garden's not prepared yet. So I know a lot of farmers are out there just chomping on the bit. Got to get in the field because it's time to get the corn planted, actually. I mean, on the calendar it is, but on the weather side, it's been quite cool. But I think even a 2 or 3 week delay in planting here this spring probably won't result in much of a delay in the actual crop emergence and growth. So we're getting a lot more sunlight now, and it's time to get the garden worked. It's too early for tomatoes yet, way too early. Soil's temperature's too cold, but those early season crops, lettuce, radishes, beets can go in now. Onions, trying to think of other things. A little bit late for peas, but if you want to plant the English peas, probably should have had those planted already on Groundhog Day.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that was about a week and a half, 2 weeks
ago. The ground was frozen then, so we couldn't plant it then. But if you want to plant peas yet, get them in as soon as possible. They're strictly a spring crop. They do not, they cannot be grown for a fall crop. They just do not survive the warm soil temperatures in the late summer that it would be required to plant them in the fall. That was a good time. And daylight is increasing now. The plants are going to grow very rapidly. Spring's going to come quite very fast, but hopefully not as fast as last year. We're talking off the air about spring lasting about 24 hours last year, going from freezing temperatures, really cold temperatures, to just summertime temperatures.
Yeah, at least above 80 or something like
that. Yeah, it just was very unpleasant last year. Oh, by the way, probably time to uncover the strawberries if you haven't done so. I know some folks have already done that. Mine are still covered up a little bit, but I noticed a little growth in them now, so it's time to pull that mulch back a little bit and let those plants take off and grow. It's going to be impossible to slow them down now because we're having good nighttime temperatures. Not so cold anymore. Still could have a cold snap, but be prepared.
Yeah. Well, you had mentioned too here real quick before we get out of here. Is it fairly on average around St. Patrick's Day for farmers to throw the corn in the ground, or?
I've seen corn going in. Now, I'd have to defer to James and Jerry on this, but I've seen corn planted in early March already.
Oh, wow.
So, this is the prime time. Even for sweet corn, certain types of sweet corn, like the sugar-enhanced SE types, they can be planted here towards the end of this month and have it corn first harvest before the 4th of July.
There you go. Well, and you don't think, even with a week or two delay, it's not going to affect yield by much or even immersion, really?
Well, the soil temperature is what really regulates how fast germination occurs. And we're starting to get the soil temperatures up into the lower 40s, but a little bit too cool for most of the corn yet. It's going to come fast. That temperature is going to start popping up here.
Within the next 7 days at least, get it in, I would say. So.
And we'd like to get that corn in, get it so it starts to germinate and emerge sometime in early April. Usually by that time, we're past the serious freezes, but we still could have a frost.
Yeah, you never know. Again, Wendy Powell and Jacob Weber in studio with us. We'll check in back with them at 8:10 with the K-State Extension agents for more gardening tips and much more. With Jacob and Wendy, I'm Sam Speck for the Mighty 690.